Chris Plummer, who's just gotten out of prison about a month and a half ago. He's really glad to be here, and he's raring to organize the hell out of Austin. So and then we also have Robert King Wilkerson, who as well has just been out of prison now for a little over a year. He was in prison for 30 some odd years, 32 years I guess, 29 of which he spent in solitary confinement. And I guess it was a year and about a month ago, they let him go, telling him that, you know, he hadn't done what they'd accused him of. So just imagine it, folks. It's almost impossible. But both these guys are going to have some really important stuff for us to listen to. And I think we're going to start with Chris Plummer. He's going to...
First, excuse me if I come off as a little bit angry and insane. It's partly because I am. I'm going to talk a little bit about my case and then what I think needs to be done to support political prisoners in the United States and abroad. And then go over how you, as a community, as the people that live in Austin, can get involved, because you can change the living situations of every one of these prisoners. You can change the world by doing so. First, in 1989 in Boston, there was a group of anarchists who got sick and tired of being activists, who got sick and tired of being protesters, got tired of waving signs and not seeing anything happen. They formed a group called the United Anarchist Front. It was designed to combat organized racist and police organizations.